We've been studying the word of this book, which is a way to give the gospel that the kids can just show each other. We've gone over verses for each color, but we're not so good at memorizing them, so we're not going to repeat them today. But we do have a song that goes with the colors, and we would like to share that with you. We also are trying to learn the books of the New Testament, and we just got about 5 of them. Let's see if they remember them, okay? Okay, let's start with the books of the Bible. Matthew,
Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans.
Good, okay. That's how far we've gotten so far. Okay.
He's on the throne, and today we have been praising him, and it does my heart a lot of good to hear the praises.
Amen.
This is called God Still on the Throne. It's, I didn't know it, most of them, I just learned it, and it's written by the lady that wrote Little is Much When God Is In It, and it's back in the 1800s or early 1900s. That she wrote it. So I hope that you can. It is a blessing to you.
Have you started for glory in heaven?
Walked on the highway, gone back, and you see all.
So is your heart growing weary? Does it seem that your path is more thorny as you journey along on life's way? Go away in secret before Him. Tell your grief to the Savior alone. He will lighten your care, for He still answers prayer. God is still on the throne. You may live in a tent or a cottage, for you He is building in that beautiful city on high. It will outshine the wealth and the splendor of the richest on earth we have known. He's the architect true. He is building for you. God is still on the throne. He is coming again.
We're going to be in the book of Matthew in chapter 22 this morning.